It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We do this each and every week, and this week is no different. We get an opportunity to dish it up with Dr. Deborah Strobel. Let's go.
From the basketball court at the University of Virginia to the classroom at UNC Chapel Hill, Dr. Deborah Strobel has it all covered. Now this professor and sports business entrepreneur is about to take you to school. It's time for Dishing It Up with Dr. Strobel and the Sports Shop on Buzz Sports Radio.
Dr. Strobel. What's going on, Dr. Strobel?
Good morning. Good morning, good people.
How are we doing this morning?
How are you, dear? How are you?
Good morning.
I'm doing well. Doing well, considering what's going on with my Sixers. But I'm really glad that Memphis stepped up and really showed to the world that these guys can play basketball, and they can. They really can.
Dr. Strobel.
Yes.
I mean, they played a little bit last night, but come on now. The Grizzlies aren't 40 points better than the
50 points is the one 50, point.
50 points better than the Golden State.
Yeah. No, but the point is that they were number two seed.
Correct.
And people, just because you know, Golden State had that great win, I think it was first game.
Yeah.
People think like, who's Memphis? Who are these guys?
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, yeah, don't make that mistake.
These are NBA players.
Yeah, don't make that mistake.
It's like the guys that we play basketball with pick up, and they make a few shots and win some games, and they think they can be in the NBA.
No. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that to yourself.
But I want to talk about a sport that we don't talk much about for various reasons. One, of course, is the optics. I'm talking about Tiger Woods and having black golfers that kind of has more brown, black, and white people paying attention to the sport. But I want to talk about golf. There is a major brouhaha taking place in the golf world.
Mm.
And I asked the question, there's no doubt that PGA golfers want change. Mm-hmm. And so once again, we're back to everybody has a price. How far will they go to earn more money? So this upstart tournament is called LIV Golf Invitational Series, LIV standing for the number 54. And I'm only going to ask one question, an exam question, one quick one.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they name a golf tournament 54? Why would they name it after the Roman numeral 54? Any guesses?
Wait a minute now.
Why would they name a golf tournament?
A golf tournament 54?
Yes. The golf tournament is called LIV, which stands for the number 54, LIV Golf Invitational Series. Why would they use the number 54?
Ooh, wow.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, that makes sense because I've seen the both of you. I haven't seen you play, Pam, but I've seen the two of you play.
Oh.
So it makes sense.
You know what, Dr. Strobel? That was low blow, by the way.
You didn't have to go there.
You know what I mean? Come on.
You didn't have to do that.
I thought we was cool. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. It's officially on. I'm challenging you to a free throw shooting contest.
54 is the lowest score you could shoot if you were to birdie every hole on a par 50, 72 course.
Okay.
But then there's the other reason they say it's also the number of holes to be played in each event. So let me tell you about this and why it's creating so much drama. So the first event is scheduled very soon, June 9th at England Centurion Club. And the purse is $4 million to the winners. The 2022 Masters, by contrast, paid $2.7 million. Okay? So we're talking major bucks. Mm-hmm. Overall, the plan is to have 48 players competing for about $20 million prize money or purse. Mm-hmm. Now, why is this important? Where's the money coming from? The money is coming from Saudi Arabia, a big part of it.
Oh.
In fact, earlier they committed an additional $2 billion to this venture. Greg Norman's the CEO of the company. We all know Greg Norman if you follow golf, Australian entrepreneur. He spent number one world ranking, I think, in the 80s and the 90s. This is causing a major buzz because Greg Norman, more recently, I think just 2 days ago, when he was asked about politics and sports, Saudi Arabia being involved in this, Norman tried to brush off the question. He basically downplayed the murder of the journalist. You all might remember this, Khashoggi. Mm-hmm. And what he was quoted as saying is, everybody has owned up to it, right? It's been spoken about from what I've read, going on what you guys reported. You take ownership no matter what it is. Look, we've all made mistakes. and you just want to learn from those mistakes and how you can correct them going forward. People are upset. Amnesty International came back and said it's basically a way that the Saudis, they can just pump money into golf and other sports to whitewash, sports wash their battered international image. And so this is major. Human rights folks are speaking up about it.
Right.
And now, because we've had a number of players commit to it, now they're all trying to back up, including Phil Mickelson, Sergio Garcia, Lee Westwood. So I just want to note some of the comments that people are saying, as in just good old folks like us. One fan quoted said that this is what golf needs. It's more money. They'll have more cameras on players besides just the top three. Someone was quoted as saying that, I assume that Westwood, Garcia, and Mickelson would play for Germany in 1938 through 1942 if the money was offered. Someone else said Norman doesn't care about human rights abuses as long as he makes money. Or Mickelson, who does care about human rights abuses but cares more about getting power over the PGA. Do Americans have to answer about the more than 1 million excess deaths our country caused in Iraq? No. People talked about the NBA. Well, China subjugates entire ethnicities, but outfits like Yahoo and the NBA have no problem taking money from them. And then lastly, it's an arm of government trying to get uneducated people to look over their human rights history by saying, oh, let's just keep politics out of golf. So this is a, as the young people say, a hot mess. Players want to make more money. Players want more freedom than the PGA, but at what price?
We're talking with Dr. Deborah Strowman, same, don't dish it up with D. Strow, same we do each and every week, and we're talking about the LIV Golf Invitational Series that's being now started back by Saudi, and it really started to come to a head, so to speak, because there's always been conversation around it, because there's a reason that Greg Norman was asked about it and was in press conferences about it, because people already knew all of these things. But the PGA Tour denied waivers and requests for tour players to go play or to play in it. So once the PGA Tour stepped up and said, hey, we're not sanctioning any of this. We're not a part. Look, this is wrong on all fronts. You do what you want. If you want to go play, go play. That's fine. But we're not in it. And at this point, now they're kind of like you said, they're at a crossroads. They're like, okay. So it's a slippery slope to say I'm going to go against the PGA Tour. Because
yeah,
most of these golfers like a Justin Thomas and a Scottie Scheffler and some of these other guys, they need to be relevant on the PGA Tour to survive, period. Tiger Woods,
Phil
Mickelson, all those guys necessarily really don't, right? Because they are the tour.
Yeah.
But some of these other guys, it's equivalent to some of these mid-tier guys walking away from the NBA and say, well, I'll go play in Europe. I mean,
Now, the tournament has been sanctioned by the Asian Tour, but again, not the PGA.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Right. Come on, Dr. Strowman. The Asian Tour? I mean, money.
Yeah,
we're talking money. I mean, let's be honest. We're talking money here.
Yeah,
you can't just you can't just be going against it. Now, at this point, when do we say, well, hold on now. The PGA Tour, I get it, but, they're not the end-all, be-all.
No.
No, you're right. But as recently as Tuesday night, all of the tour members received a memo again from the PGA Tour people saying they refuse to grant them the ability to go play in this Saudi backed golf tournament, and I guess they got to choose. And the key is, do you value, like you just talked about, the tour, or are you going to go against their wishes, or what's the fallout was going to be? I mean, what's the punishment if you say, well, I got the memo from the PGA Tour. That's cool, but I'm still going to play this tournament. So
right.
What's the fallout? You're going to penalize me? I can't play in the PGA
right.
Tour events? I don't know. That's something that we really got to find out about, Dr. Strowman.
That's a good question.
Well, it goes to similar to college sports, or I didn't say pro sports. If you make so much money that you can pay the fine, why not do it?
Yeah.
Right? We know, like right now in college sports, the NCAA D1 Council just ruled that they're going to put in some more guardrails for boosters who are involved in name, image, and likeness.
Right.
But guess what? The enforcement team for the NCAA is, what, maybe 20 people at the most?
Mm-hmm.
You can't enforce. So why not go ahead and give your favorite player, you know, $1 million as a booster, which will be illegal soon. Mm-hmm. But if you can pay the bills or the NCAA can't enforce, and then you think about the number of guys who are who actually have a PGA card, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm not saying they're all amazing golfers, but the odds of beating the top 30, it's difficult. But if you can go and play in an event and possibly win millions of dollars that can take care of your mortgage, your children's mortgage, and your parents' residential home, you know, mm-hmm. elderly senior citizens, you know, this is something to take a look at. Now, I want to read Phil Mickelson's original quote. He's talking about Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. He said they are scary MFers to get involved with. We know they killed Khashoggi and mm-hmm. have a horrible record on human rights. They execute people over there for being gay. Knowing all of this, why would I even consider it? Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reshape how the PGA Tour operates, as in money. Give me more money.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's all about the money.
Yeah, it's all about the paper.
It's all about the money.
The paper.
So here, oh, man. So with that being said, what's our general stance as a collective on Saudi Arabia? Have they been, you know, are they not allowed to participate in the World Games, in the Olympic Games?
Russia, all this stuff.
Yes.
Who do we work with? Does sports get the pass because it's all about competing?
Right. So because I mean, I've seen, you know, some Russian athletes get sanctioned, you know, I mean, you know, from some of these games. And I think they formed the, in this last Olympics, they formed the, whatever, the alliance or committee.
Yeah, they created some type of,
but it wasn't Russia.
The UFC, it has some kind of acronym.
Right, but they were still all Russian athletes.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Nadal in tennis, he just stated that he's going to stand up and play for all the Russian tennis players. I mean, and then who are we to be the judge and the jury considering how dirty our government is around the world?
Well, you beat me to that.
You know, we're engaged with China, you know, like the person said, with the NBA. And how they, you know, are causing harm. I won't go ahead and say killing people, although that's probably happening too. I don't know. Saudi Arabia, they put 81 individuals to death in a mass execution on March 12th that drew international criticism.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Do we still have a death penalty in the United States?
Hello.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes.
I mean, I ain't judging. I'm just judging.
I don't know.
So I mean, but so are we officially over in shut up and dribble land? I mean, is that where we are right now? Shut up and dribble, ish, somewhere right in there.
All I can say is everybody has a price.
Ooh.
You know, if some media outlet reached out to you all and said, "Hey, I know you're contracted with WRL, you know, Capital Broadcasting, but you know, I've done some things in the past that are wrong, but I want to pay you guys $5 million. You guys, I hate saying that. I want to pay you all $5 million each to do a show." And Capital Broadcasting says, well, you're going to lose your spot here.
Hmm. I mean, you know me, you know, Dr. Tolman. Money is not the object for me at all, remotely.
I'm not giving a comment on that. I'm not getting covered on that.
I mean, $5 million. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But I will say this, Dr. Strobel, as you just talked about it, you brought it up, and it just seems to be this recurring thing of, you know, sports in politics and human rights and things.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, we pick and choose what's convenient, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fighting Saudi Arabia's, you know, quote unquote, atrocities, where some people don't agree with the way that they run their country or their, you know, their culture, is kind of like, you know, it's easy, right? Because it's not here. It doesn't affect me personally, necessarily. It doesn't affect me having to say I've done anything wrong in my past. It doesn't cause me to say my great-great-great-grandfather was horrible. I don't have to admit to that. I don't have to admit to having a structure in place that has disenfranchised an entire race of people. I don't have to admit to any of that. I just get to say, way over in the Far East, in Saudi Arabia somewhere, these people are bad, and we should never, ever do business with these people.
Mm.
That's what it is. That's just my two cents on why it's a protest of convenience, and I'll leave it at that.
I agree. I think it also shows that how, even though we live in this nice little comfortable cocoon of the triangle, that everything is local, that we are connected globally.
That's true.
We are really, really connected because we as a country, the United States of America, we do business with countries that we would consider dirty, harmful, violating human rights. And then people around the world can look at us and say, well, you do the same thing, United States.
Yeah.
If you look at your documented research history from the White House to the CIA to how you treat your own citizens, right? Mm. And then we add the layer of sports where we have athletes that are their own individual capitalists and they want to pay their bills. They want to leave the legacy and they want to compete. And the politics is that you are a United States citizen and you need to consider how this affects, you know, the country. You also need to consider, you know, global human rights. So I guess it's a great case study on individual rights.
Yeah.
And then, you know, United States citizen rights.
Yep.
And then us as a country, who are we to judge?
All right, Dr. Strowman, as always, it's a pleasure having you on, man. This may take over a life of its own before it's all over because it is a lot of money at stake. So we'll see.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Yeah, Mike and Kerry on the line. I'm sure he's going to try to explain to me what happened to the Golden State Warriors last night.
Uh-oh.
Hey, look
you
at this.
You feel all right.
Yeah. You feel pretty good?
You feel all right.
Never. So I'm curious why you're playing this song here. That's interesting.
Because I never felt this way in my heart before. Whoa. Y'all put me down last year because I said this guy was going to be a difference maker. Mm. Last year when he led him to the championship.
And then
last night he put that team on his back when they needed him the most.
Really,
you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. Who?
I do not know. And it better not be Giannis.
Drew Love Holiday.
Okay.
You always that's talk why, about Love
that's,
Holiday.
That's why you played Love is Holiday. I got it, man. That's good stuff there, man.
I know you guys are a little off by that D-stroke conversation, but, man, how can you forget Love Holiday? You must not feel all right. I thought K-Mac, when she was going on about China, I thought K-Mac was going to hit her with the, I have no qualm with the yellow man.
Oh, Muhammad Ali.
Boy, you,
that's pretty good.
That's right.
You reached it on that one. That's good,
right.
Though.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah, really.
That's right. You all know. You all know where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start pulling on that thread. It's like in the military. Remember the Irish tennis they used to try to get us to get rid of?
Yeah.
On the uniforms?
Yeah.
You pull on that thread, your sleeve might fall off.
Exactly right.
Be careful which one you pull.
That's right. There you're going to be. So leave Phil alone.
Okay.
Let him go play some golf. Let Greg Norman play some golf. Let him create a fifth major so he can finally win one.
That's always the way he can win one.
But, you know, Reese often talks about when a star player goes down, how the team can actually sometimes play better. Because that just keeps everyone else from just sitting there standing around watching.
Yeah.
And all five people are allowed to contribute.
Right.
And I'm going to tell contribute. You,
Memphis, as we say down in Pelham, Alabama.
Pelham.
They look better without Drew Holiday.
But we said
without John Morant.
We said many times on the show the last few days that they have a very good record without Ja during the regular season. My colleague said this is the playoffs, but Mac, it's like it turned out to be the same thing.
No,
my colleague says. My colleague says,
yes.
You got eyes, you can see. They gave him all they can handle last game,
yeah.
And they just put a you know what kind of whoop.
Yeah, it was embarrassing, man.
On him.
It really was embarrassing. To be honest with you, it really was.
You
taking Michael Ja out
Stop it. Stop it. You and Michael, stop it. You guys are trying to make this seem like what we witnessed last night from Memphis is actually true. Come on now.
It was true last night.
It wasn't
true. Look at what happened the game before, K-Mac. The game before, they gave them all they could handle at Golden State. Listen, you know your problem is you got commanderitis. So you think one player is going to turn it around for your team?
Dak Prescott.
One player.
Every year we say that's going to be the answer.
I ain't never said that. You two can talk to me that.
When y'all play Dak Prescott, he's going to play so bad. He's going to be the answer to what I'm saying.
Oh, wait, that's true.
It's about a roster. Right. It's about a roster. You got to build a roster. And that team, you take Ja out, you put Steven Adams in. No. That team is different, and they're going to give a team like
they are different.
Give a team like Golden State trouble. Golden State like Mike. Duke. They don't hit them three-pointers. They don't hit all those shots they start flinging up, they're in trouble.
Well, there you go.
All right, bye, Michael.
But Michael, we got to go, man.
Bye, Michael.
Oh, that's how it is. Well, I hope you're all right. We'll see you.
That's exactly how it is.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.